Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Brent Emore, the CEO of AHF Products. Brent, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. Good to be with you again.
Yes, I've actually run into you recently. Your brand is everywhere. I just got back last night from the BDNY show, and you had a space there. And I was on a marathon trip out to Arizona, and everywhere I turned, there was somebody from AHF. You were at the RFCI meeting, and you were at TSP out there. So the brand's getting around, right?
It is. I couldn't resist an opportunity to be in Arizona, a little bit warmer weather than what we have today. But look, the customer is the most important thing to us and our business. We're super excited about everything in front of us. We have a lot going on, as you know, relative to strategic initiatives, to expanded product categories, to new acquisitions. And we're leveraging our presence and our relationships to be out in the markets and to really set up 2026 for success.
All right. Well, I want to talk to you today about this acquisition you just completed. You've purchased the former Well-Made manufacturing facility in Cartersville, Georgia. Most everybody knows that is an SPC LVT factory that's been there for a while. And you are a customer of that facility. You know, they went through a bankruptcy reorganization and you end up owning it, right?
Yeah, it was a really unique opportunity for AHF relative to the strategic fit and advanced capabilities that the plant offered to serve our customers in new and unique ways. And really just looked at it as an opportunity to round out the AHF hard surface portfolio, particularly with the capacity that the plant possessed, the capabilities from a product point of view, and in the future growth that we could leverage as a U.S.-made manufacturer here. So just everything fits super well for us. It will be run, you know, under AHF's principles, policies, and practices heretofore. And we're just absolutely excited about it right now. So good things ahead for us.
Let's tell the listener a little bit about it. It's 328,000 square foot plant. It focuses on rigid core, you know, different formats, you know, from 6 to 24, 12 to 24, on up to 48, wear layers from 6 mil to 40 mil. Got a wide range of capabilities, micro bevel. It produces its own film. So, I mean, it's a turnkey operation, right?
Yeah, it is. We bought it with the intent to sell it out, and we fully intend to do that. It is, no pun intended, but very flexible, as you just articulated. Just a ton of opportunity to play across different product types and different channels with different customers. So it really gives us that leverage we've been looking for in the market, in the one category we did not have a domestic manufacturing presence in. And, you know, we intend to do great things with it. So the future will be our judge. We're ready to move forward.
We should also tell our listeners, real quickly, run through it. Most people know AHF got started by carving out Armstrong's hardwood business and then made 7 additional acquisitions. You now have all the hard surface products that you make, and you make many of them here in the United States. You bought the LM flooring facility and business. You bought the parterre business. You bought Don Finkel's American OEM hardwood business. You bought Armstrong's resilient business out of bankruptcy. And Crossville you bought, and you bought some sawmills, and then this LVT facility.
Yeah, you just did all the hard work for me. I believe it's our 7th in 7 years. So, you know, we have a great partner in Paceline and a unique vision and strategy. And as you know, and you and I talk, the vision that I have ever since I've taken the helm has been to drive simplification through focus on these product categories to really just round out the right hard surface portfolio to enable us to win in our markets with our most strategic assets, and to drive profitability through that, right? That's what we all desire to do. And as you just walked through, to complement that with targeted M&A to help us expand into new and complementary spaces with high growth potential to take this business to new heights. And that's what we just did with the acquisition of the Cartersville SPC plant. So again, super excited about it.
You know, there are people who have struggled to produce LVT in this country, And for some reason, this factory's been able to do it at a competitive price. So what's the secret there?
I think the secret is the right technology, the right people, and the right product design. So we're bringing our sharpest resources to the facility to help build out that portfolio. What we're also going to do is complement it, obviously, with some of the legacy brands that we have that are some of the most iconic and powerful brands in our industry. Armstrong Flooring has been around for over 100 years and is kind of the father of the category. We will leverage that as part of this. I am well aware of the challenges in LVT from a domestic manufacturing perspective, but believe we have the team in place to certainly work through that.
Now, Brent, AHF is no stranger to making LVT domestically. I mean, you've got factories up in Pennsylvania that do that right now, right?
Yeah, that's right, Kemp. We actually have an LVT line here in Lancaster. It serves the LVT space commercially. So we're excited to be in the residential market now with the acquisition of Cartersville and to innovate in that space too. We have great teams, great technology, and great process that we can bring to the Cartersville plant.
Let me ask you about your outlook. Everybody knows on the residential side of the business, we're kind of in a third year of a recessionary situation as far as consumer demand is concerned. I sat in with Brian Beaulieu's presentation at the NAFCD meeting. He was saying to turn the news off. It's not as bad as some are saying, and we're all looking for a better year in 26, aren't we?
We are. The consumer is still hesitant to spend on big ticket repair and remodel. The good news is most of that is going to be deferred into future years. There's just a lot of noise out there, as you know, between tariff, the government shutdown, amongst other things. I'm confident and I'm hopeful that that will settle, that consumer confidence will rebound, and that our category and our industry will see steady growth in the future. I still think 2026 will be kind of a low and slow year myself. That's an opinion, but let's just say I'm still hopeful that it's better than that.
All right, Brent. Well, appreciate you spending time with our listeners and telling us about this recent acquisition. Again, been talking to Brent E. Moore, the CEO of AHF Products, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloridaDaily.net.